You're watching Tip TV Finance and meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And with us now down the line is Steve Larratt from ShareTalk. Steve, what have you got for us today?
Morning, Jenny. Morning, Zach.
Morning.
Well, today, as well as tomorrow, we've got the last days where you can grab tickets for our Cardiff event. There is literally a handful of tickets left. So if you're anywhere near Cardiff tomorrow or South Wales, Bristol area, nip across, meet the ShareTalk team, as well as the whole host of people and other sort of investors there. So that's all available on the ShareTalk website. And coming down to stocks, again, I've been inundated this week with people asking me to cover a company called Vast Resources. And unlike a lot of other sort of companies, at the minute they're actually producing, as well as doing further exploration work. So they've got an existing project called Pickstone Peerless, which is a gold project. They've got 20,000 ounces there per annum coming out of the ground at around $700 profit per ounce. So a vast resource just from that one area.
So where are they based? Is it Eastern Europe? I can't remember. Is it, I'm confusing.
Yes, it is. It's
Romania, is it?
Well, the gold mine's based in Africa, okay. And then the rest of the mining production is in Romania. So the gold mine's got 3.5 million ounces potential there. And towards the end of this year, quarter three, they've stated that they'll get a sulfide processing plant in place. So with that in place, they're going to be more than doubling their sort of current output there. So that'll be nice to see when that's up and running. They've got a Manalia mine, and they've got a production there as well. They've got Jork there, and they've obviously got a lot more sort of further exploration work to increase there. So, and there, they've got open pit resources already there, targets defined, copper grades 2.3%. They've got lead and zinc in there as well. So to have those three things in one place is just phenomenal for the company. And what interests me, and again the market seems to have missed it, they've got another mine for which they've got the tailings sort of production license, if you like, and that mine was in disrepair a few years ago, and the government is basically now in a position where it has to give the license out to the mine because it's in such a state of disrepair. Now, Vast, being the owner of a portion of that land, should get sort of the first rights in place for that. So if that comes in, they would have a massive upside to the resources there, and they're looking at 1.8 million tons of copper, silver, zinc, lead, tungsten and molybdenum all in one sort of area. So again, that could be massive and very exciting upside there. So, and when you look at the market cap of that one versus other sort of exploration companies, there's exploration companies without licenses in place which have got a higher net value than Vast Resources. So it looks very sort of undervalued at present.
Well, I have to say, I'm looking at the chart of Vast Resources, and it does, I don't know if you can see it at the moment, but maybe I'll write it up and put it on ShareTalk later on, but it does actually look quite appealing. So the technicals seem to tie in with the fundamentals at the moment.
Well, that's it, and this is what it's about. If the share price has gone up 500-600%, and that's the sort of level the market put on it, then so be it. But, you know, as you said, it looks quite exciting from obviously both the charting plus the potential news flow in place over the next year. So that one looks very interesting. One that was brought to my attention as well is one called Tern PLC. They're basically a Internet of Things based company, and they look into sort of cyber security. Now, the share price over the last sort of 3 months has dipped down, risen up, dipped back down again. So it's similar sort of share price to where it was 3-4 months ago. However, when you actually have a look at the contracts that they've got in place, and the forward working relationships that could potentially be coming out there, and the fact that the old CEO of McAfee has bought a massive chunk of the business as well, by way of shares, that shows you where that business potential could be going. However, it seems to have been missed by the sort of main body of the traders on the AIM stock.
Not by me, but hasn't it just gone to return to profitability now? It was just announced today, is that right?
Yes, it is. Again, RNS came out this morning, back into profit. And as I said, they basically that underpins the share price. So with the further news flow that's expected, and fingers crossed for holders there, then that should obviously show a massive sort of re-rate and way forward for the business.
Super. Steve, thank you. Steve Larratt there from ShareTalk.